The amazing shrinking Shanghai stock market tumbles today. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The key measure of the stock market in Shanghai fell 5.4% today. Now, in the last year, that CSI index is still up 82%, but there's been what market players like to call a correction of late. BBC Business reporter Andrew Wood is watching this from Hong Kong. Morning to you.
Good morning.
If you look at stock prices over the last year and only look through, about the middle of last month, June, there was a spectacular rise, but it's evaporating, it seems.
From June last year to the middle of June this year, the Shanghai stock market, depending on which index you look at, more than doubled in value. And over the past 2 or 3 weeks since the middle of June, it's lost 25 to 30% of its value. I mean, shares were even down 7% on Friday morning in trading, although they did recover a little bit by the time the market closed.
A lot of reasons for this. Some of it is just a correction, many people are telling me. However, there was a bit of a catalyst today for today's decline.
Well, yes, there have been jitters about Greece have affected all market in East Asia, so that didn't help. But here we've had an announcement, or rather from Beijing, there's the announcement through the state news agency of an investigation of manipulation. The securities regulator is going to be looking into that. They're looking in particular about mis-selling of financial products, and there are accusations of short selling, of foreigners selling shares that they don't have in order to drive the price down, and that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, so they make even more money by selling short, and so the price goes down even further.
And it's worth pointing out, the Shanghai market is a peculiar creature.
Well, Chinese stocks are usually quite volatile. Shanghai is a very unusual market. There's a lot of money in the mainland of China chasing very low rates of returns in banks. So people put a lot of money into the stock market. And the stock market sometimes is more like a really a speculative thing rather than reflecting the fundamentals or the outlook for business and so on. So to a certain extent, there's been that. Also, people have been borrowing money, margin trading, in order to speculate on the stock market. That's being unwound now. The regulators are cutting down on that. So a lot of people are facing big losses, and that tends to magnify the downward movements.
BBC Business reporter Andrew Wood in Hong Kong. Andrew, thank you.
Thanks.
Greece. Polls suggest the public is split over whether they will vote yes or no on Sunday in the snap referendum on whether to accept conditions of a financial rescue package. Banks there are closed, but petty cash is available using cards, and credit cards often work. The International Monetary Fund has now issued a surprising prescription acknowledging that creditors need to let Greece restructure its debt, a heretofore taboo subject. In the U.S., there's news today that the Aetna insurance company is buying rival Humana for $34 billion in cash and stock. Humana is especially strong in the area of private Medicare insurance. That is to say, they manage Medicare patients, then bill the government. Anthem and Cigna are talking about a merger again, according to the Wall Street Journal, this after Cigna rejected an offer last month. The biggie in all of this is United Healthcare, and it might also pick a merger target, although some analysts say United Health is strong enough on its own. Part of this holiday weekend, many of us will buck up our courage and bravely face the crowds at a theme park. Around the country, parks are adding new attractions and some scarier roller coaster rides to grab our attention and perhaps our cash, Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
It's LA, so of course a new theme park ride gets the red carpet treatment, literally.
Party, welcome to Fast and Furious Supercharged!
When Universal Studios Hollywood opened its new summer ride in June, there were stunt drivers, fireworks, and enough red, orange, gold, and black confetti to keep a cleaning crew busy for hours. But a successful ride takes more than a flashy premiere. Chick Russell is the executive producer of Fast and Furious Supercharged, whose job at Universal is to take a hit movie franchise and turn it into a hit ride.
When we begin a new ride design, we sit down and we figure out what can we do that takes the film experience to a whole new level on a thrill ride.
The new ride is part of the studio tour through the Universal lot. All of a sudden, there's an unexplained muscle car. The FBI and the Fast and Furious crew get involved, and courtesy of some theme park magic, riders feel like they're rocketing down the highway, getting shot at by drones, jumping over a bridge, crashing into a warehouse. Universal won't say what the ride cost, but new theme park attractions can run tens of millions of dollars.
Well, we always say the first commandment of the theme park industry is thou must reinvest.
John Robinette's VP of Economics at AECOM, which researches the theme park industry. He says park attendance has been growing since the end of the recession, up about 2% last year. The biggies like Disney and Universal have been doing even better. AECOM estimates Universal Studios Hollywood saw an 11% jump in 2014.
Investing in family-friendly rides and shows and with broad appeal is the highest correlation with attendance.
A good ride needs to do more than get people in the park. It needs to get their friends there, too. The tram operator at Universal reminded riders to spread the word. New rides mean new riders mean more ticket sales and more reminders of the Fast and Furious franchise. All good for Universal's bottom line. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
After France's interior minister said the other day the car service Uber was operating illegally, Uber's French representatives were defiant, saying the demand for its service continues and it'll keep it in service. But today, there's word Uber will suspend one of its key offerings in France. Uber Pop, which uses the non-professional drivers, will stop pending a court decision in September about the constitutionality of a new law that prohibits parts of Uber. Taxi drivers in France pay about $100,000 for a special license, something Uber Pop drivers often don't have. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.